And now stay tuned for Fascinating Rhythm. Welcome to another edition of Fascinating Rhythm, my friends in jazz. My name is Ray Alexander, and we are broadcasting live to start the summer solstice in Winnipeg. Today we'll be taking a look at some of your favorite standards as far as jazzy songs go about summer, but also we'll be taking a look at a couple of songs or so that were written by the two Sammies. Of course, you know I'm talking about Mr. Conn and Fain, and as well some new releases, and we'll talk a little bit about the jazz festival that's has been taking place in the city, and probably much more. All this on Fascinating Rhythm with CJUM 101.5. Thank you.
bathe me in the glow of your caresses. You turn my timid no to eager yeses. You sweep away my sorrow with your sigh. Estate. Oh, how your golden sunlight bends the willow. Your blossoms send their perfume to my. Oh, who could know you half as well as I always feel you near me in every song the morning breeze composes, in all the tender wonder of the roses. Each time the setting sun smiles on the sea. Estate. Each time the setting sun smiles on the sea. Estate. And when you sleep beneath the snowy cover, I'll keep you in my heart just like a lover. And wait until you come again to me. Estate. 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 Estate.
summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long, we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like faded kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you, lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullaby that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind. The summer wind. One summer wind. Ooh, the summer wind.
Thank you. Thank you. Merci.
Well, welcome to our favorite part of the year, the summer solstice. My name is Ray Alexander. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm on CJUM 101.5 on your FM dial, or channel 718 on the Bell TV network, or umfm.com. We start the summer solstice medley with Randy Sankey and his orchestra from the album The Music of Bob Haggart, and a beautiful arrangement that Haggart did back in the day of summertime. We follow that with possibly my favorite song about summer, give or take summertime, and it's a tune called Estate. I think that probably Mark Murphy does the definitive version, but I've played it for you previously, and I thought I'd go with UK's from London, Claire Martin, former BBC broadcaster and one of the finest jazz singers in the world, from her album Make the City Ours. And finally, Jimmy Altimore from down stateside, and he is paying homage to Frank Sinatra on this particular album in France with the Côté Ouest Orchestra on Johnny Mercer's The Summer Wind. Well, Dave Brubeck once did an album in the 60s called Jazz Impressions of New York, and on it he has written four songs for the four seasons, and here is one called Summer on the Sound. Featuring Joe Morello. Summer in the Sound, what an abrupt ending, but some very fine drumming once again from Joe Morello, and Paul Desmond was on alto sax and Eugene Wright on bass. And of course, nobody plays piano like Dave Brubeck, and he was one of my handful of favorite jazz composers over the years. Well, I think we should go to Bill May's special album, Don't You? He did an album back in 2001 called Summer Sketches. And I think we should probably play that particular song. Well, it's actually called Summer Sketch, and was written by, I believe, Russ Freeman, who played piano for various people, including Chet Baker. You just heard The Things We Did Last Summer, a beautiful song by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein. I'm going to probably play a vocal version later on because we're taking a brief look at the two Sammys whose birthdays would be this week, Sammy Fain and Sammy Kahn. But that was Roy Hargrove with his sextet featuring, of course, himself on trumpet and Antonio Hart on saxophone, Mark Carey on piano. It's from an album called Setting Standards. And before that, Summer Sketch with the Bill Mays Trio from 2001. I'm going to play maybe three new releases that just came by recently to my humble abode. And one of them I've been kind of anxiously waiting because for many years, my favorite jazz singer in Canada has been Renee Lee. She's made some terrific recordings, including her tribute to Billie Holiday. And she did another one called Maple Groove, where she honors various Canadian composers. And a few others, including one with Oliver Jones that I really liked a lot. Now, her new album is called Because You Love Me, and it's a tribute to Celine Dion. And these are apparently all songs associated with Celine. Well, I don't know Celine's discography that well. I maybe know three songs. But this is one that really achieved critical acclaim. It was the title song from Titanic, written by James Horner, My Heart Will Go On. And in all these cases, and there's 9 songs on the CD, and Renee has surrounded herself with some of the top musicians in the country, including her arranger, Tori Butler, on piano, who's done a marvelous job of reimagining some of these songs. And you're about to see what he did with My Heart Will Go On.
Just one time and last for a lifetime. Never let go till we're gone. Love was when I loved you. One true time I'd hold to. In my heart you'll always go. Near, far, wherever you are,
Strange fascination. You're a weaver of dreams. You and your come hither smile. Just to hear you speak can leave me weak as a babe in arms. Poor little babe in arms, helpless before your charms. You're a weaver of dreams. You and your lips warm and tender, just like magic it seems, thrilling, enchanting me too. I'm in your spell and there's no cure. I'm lost for sure, 'cause you're a weaver of dreams and I'm in love with you.
You're a weaver of dreams.
and I'm in love with you.
Beautiful guitar sound of Johnny Stein, Wailing City Sound, which is a record label in Massachusetts, just issued a double CD compilation of John Stein's music over 20 years, I'd say. He was a professor at Boston's Berklee School, and he's written a few songs on this compilation as well, but of course that's a standard Weaver Dreams. And he featured Ronnie Gill on vocal. I remember Ronnie many years ago. I think he's from Boston, and he did a really nice tribute album that I may still have in my collection of Billy Strayhorn. If you like his voice, find that album and you'll really enjoy it. But I really like John Stein's Gibson warm toned style of playing guitar. It kind of reminds me, well, I don't know if it reminds me of Grant Green or Wes Montgomery, Jimmy Hall. They all use the same kind of guitar, but I think he's very special and he should be played more. I'm going to come back to the CD very soon. It's called Lifeline. It's a double CD if you can get it on wailingsound.com. Look up their discography. You'll see various albums that he made over the years, but this is a really nice compilation that they put out. And it just came to me about a week or two ago. Hope you enjoyed it. And I'll be right back with another new release. Well, here's a person whose tone I really like a lot. His name is Roger Lewis, and his album is called All Right. It's hard to read the writing on some of these recordings. Just came out recently, and my good friend in Chicago, Kate Smith, sent it to me. So I'm presuming that's where this cat is from. He's a nice saxophone player, and he has with him Michael Turigano Jr. on keyboards, who's very good, and Mario Abney on trumpet. And I think you're going to like this song. It's a nice, beautiful ballad called Little Things.
Thank you. Sometimes I find myself running out of space on the vinyl shelf. I can't get enough of this heavenly music. It's not the Philharmonic, but it works like a tonic. Talking about the priceless soul of Nat King Cole, the timeless moan of Nina Simone, the genius punk named Thelonious Monk. Oceans of blood, sweat and tears, many years inspiration will never run dry. Inspiration will never run dry. Look out, jazz is cool again, inspiring even foolish hooligans to feel the joy, to feel the freedom, a swing again. Rebirth of the cool, rebirth of the cool. Talking about the magical styles of Miles, the charming way of Carmen McRae, the legend of a young Mr. Lester Young. Oceans of blood, sweat and tears, many years inspiration will never run dry. It's time to listen up, time to fill your cup, to feel the ripple, the world is catching up to the splashing waves of freedom. Rebirth, oh boy. Wah wah ba do ba ba. Wah wah ba do ba ba. Sweet baby.
Love that cat. His name is Ori Dagan, and he lives, I believe, in Toronto. And my good friend who heads a great band, Ernesto Cervini, sent me that recording. He's been representing him. And The Rebirth of the Cool is the name of the song. And the name of that album is called Click Right Here. And he deals quite a bit with the digital age on it. Hope you enjoyed that. Ori Dagan. And before that, we heard Little Things by Roger Lewis and his group from the album All Right. Well, next up, we're going to listen to a very fine guitar player who I haven't played for a while. I actually have his Christmas album. That's terrific. His name is Doug Monroe, and he leads a group called La Pompe Attack, and the album that he just brought out is called Put Lake to Put Lake to Lido. Interesting. There's a few standards on here and a few originals, and I think you're going to like them, and we'll be right back with one of his songs.
I'm confessing that I love you. I'm confessing that I care. I'm confessing that I need you, darling, I do. I really need you, baby, 'cause in your eyes I see such strange things, but your lips deny they're true. Will your feelings go and change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying, can't we still be friends? If you go, I know it will grieve me. All of life on you depends. I'm confessing that I love you. I'm dreaming dreams of you in vain. I'm confessing that I love you over again.
Going to sing. That's the first time I'm hearing this recording with you, but that's Doug Monroe on guitar and He's quite a man, actually. He's a critically acclaimed New York-based jazz guitarist since about 1986, and he's released actually 20 albums as a leader and has appeared on over 100 recordings as a sideman producer and arranger, working with such diverse artists as Michael Brecker, Dr. Lonnie Smith, and Dr. John. And in fact, he's got over 75 published compositions and over 300 recorded arrangements to his incredible credit. Doug Monroe and La Pompeii Attack. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be hearing more from that recording as well. And if you just joined us, you're listening to another edition of Fascinating Rhythm. We've just completed our first hour. We're usually here on CJUM 101.5 or channel 718 on the Bell TV network every Sunday morning from 10 till noon Central Time. We try to incorporate a theme of sorts as a rule. I haven't done any elaborate ones of late, and I'm going to try and get to that. Well, not sure if I'm going to take it easy during the summer or what. I've been doing a lot of tributes lately to various composers and artists, but generally I do things like the history or the record labels that helped to advance the genre, the miscellaneous instruments in jazz, the evolution of the big band, arrangers versus composers, how jazz has embraced Broadway and rock and country and the blues and the Beatles and all that jazz, and prestigious jazz clubs around the world, and so on. It's just a sprinkling of some of the things that I've covered over the years. So you know what? If you have a great idea, or you'd like to see me revisit an idea, you know, I know musicians have emailed me in the past and said, I'd like you to do an evolution or history of my instrument, which is the drums or the bass or the tenor saxophone, and I'll be happy to do that. Just email me to Ray, R-A-Y, Alex, A-L-E-X-J-A-Z-Z, @gmail.com. RayAlexJazz@gmail.com. By the way, I'm thinking of, and actually I've been thinking about this for a couple of years, of downsizing my vast record and CD collection. And if you are trying to build up yours, I hope you'll email me and tell me some of the artists that you're looking for, and maybe we can do something about that. And don't forget, I do a jazz magazine online. I took a bit of a hiatus in putting some podcasts, but I'm back in business, and the most recent one should be up soon. But you can find it at Jazzland Now. I separate those words. .com. Check it out, my friends. I'll have about a couple more songs about summer, and then we'll play maybe two or three songs from the two Sammies, Fain and Khan, who have contributed many great songs to the American Popular Standard book. And I know we started our show today with this song, but let's have another version by Joe Morello and friends. It's probably the most famous song ever written in jazz about summer. Summertime. Thank you.
Love to me is like a summer day, silent cause there's just too much to say. Still and warm and peaceful, even clouds that may drift by can't disturb our summer sky. I'll take summer, that's my time of year. Winter's shadow seems to disappear. Gay is warm this season, that's the reason I can say that I love a summer day. I hear laughter from the swimming hole, kids out fishing with the willow pole. Boats come drifting round the bend. Why must summer ever end? Love to me is like a summer day. If it ends, the memories will stay. Still and warm and peaceful. Now the days are getting long. I can sing my summer song. I hear laughter from the swimming hole. Kids out fishing with the willow pole. Boats come drifting round the bend. Why must summer ever end? Oh, love to me is like a summer's day. If it ends, the memories will stay. Still and warm and peaceful. Now the days are getting long. I can sing my summer song.
Some beautiful piano playing there by a fellow who's not that well known. His name is Tardo Hammer, and he's part of the Warren Vacher Quintet. And they brought out an album a few years ago called Remembering Benny Carter. And that's one of the many songs. And I would say Duke Ellington, Billy Strayhorn, Benny Carter, Dave Brubeck. Oh, after that, not sure. Thad Jones or Thelonious Monk are my favorite composers. But Benny Carter wrote so many great songs. Key Largo and that song, Summer Serenade, When Lights Are Low. Check him out. And he lived to be about 95. He's one of the few people that I really wanted to meet that I didn't. I don't think he ever came to Winnipeg, actually. And before that, we heard Louis Armstrong and Dave Brubeck from the 1962 Broadway review called The Real Ambassadors with Lambert Hendrickson Ross and Carmen McRae, but it never really got off the ground, and I think that it should be revisited. Some nice lyrics from Dave Brubeck's wife, Iola, Summer Song. Carmen McRae sings that song as well on the album. And we started the set with Joe Morello and his sextet featuring Phil Woods on alto sax and Gary Burton on vibes. Very young Gary, by the way, in 1961. And Summertime. Well, let's go to Sammy Kahn now. Both him and Sammy Fain were born during this week, and they were two of the greatest songwriters of all time. Kahn was a lyricist, and he probably put more words in Frank Sinatra's mouth than any other lyricist. And Sammy Fain wrote earlier in time than he did. He wrote songs for even Walt Disney, including Alice in Wonderland and also Peter Pan. But Sammy Kahn, some of his most famous songs are Until the Real Thing Comes Along, Shoeshine Boy, All the Way, Teach Me Tonight, Time After Time, Please Be Kind, Call Me Irresponsible, and Love and Marriage. Now let's hear two or three of them right now. Let's start with The Things We Did Last Summer, a tune he wrote with Julie Stein. And here's Nancy Wilson with the George Shearing Quintet in about 1961.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer. I'll remember all went along. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell you rang to prove that you were strong. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all went along. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. Summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right, go wrong. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long.
See a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. You're hand in hand beneath the trees, and soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kinda smart until your heart just goes whap. Those trees, that breeze, they're part of the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You wonder how, but it's too late now. You fell in love, and love is the tender trap, and I'm trapped with you.
So new, and time somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Taller than the tallest tree is, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you all the way. Through the good or lean years and for all the in-between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way. I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way.
Beautiful music there. All those songs were written with lyrics by Sammy Cahn, either with Jimmy Van Heusen or with Julie Stein. Let's see now. We started that set with The Things We Did Last Summer. That was Nancy Wilson and George Shearing from 1961. And Julie Stein wrote the music for that one. And then we followed that with The Tender Trap, Frank Sinatra in 1963 with Neil Hefti's arrangement and the Count Basie Orchestra. And yeah, that's a Jimmy Van Heusen composition with Sammy Cahn. And then we went to maybe my favorite song that Sammy Cahn ever wrote. Well, it's either Time After Time, you heard by Dee Daniels and the Metropole Jazz Orchestra from an album called Wish Me Love, she put out in 1995 with music by Julie Stein. It's either that song or the one you just heard by Steve Tyrell, All the Way. And, of course, nobody can do that song better than Frank Sinatra, but seeing that we already heard him, I thought, let's try somebody else. And that's an album called Songs of Sinatra from 2005, and with a beautiful arrangement by Alan Broadbent. He's done so many good things for so many people. I think Alan Broadbent is almost the modern-day Johnny Mandel. There's only two other songs, if I had time, I would play, but I want to play maybe three songs by Sammy Fain, who is a great composer. But Teach Me Tonight and I Should Care are two other songs if you want to look more into the music of Sammy Kahn's lyrics. I'll just tell you that Sammy Kahn was born on the 18th of June back in 1913. I'm not sure when he died. And Sammy Fain, born on June the 17th in 1902. Well, here's a great song that Sammy Fain wrote called "You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me." He wrote it with Irving Cahill, he's probably his first collaborator when he was got into the business, writing songs for Broadway and film. And Pierre Norman also had a hand in it as well. But here is Svend Asmundsen, one of the greatest jazz violinists of all times, although he played viola at times as well. And he's with Richard Drexler on piano and Tony Martins on drums. And here we go. Thank you.
last night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to feel that old yearning. And I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart. To start, for that old feeling is still in my heart.
Well, that's a couple of songs from the pen of Sammy Fain, who wrote the music. And on the second cut that you just heard, Chet Baker from 1956 with Russ Freeman at the piano, that old feeling was as a lyric by Lou Brown, one of his first collaborators after Irving Cahill. And Sven Asmussen and his group did the honors on You Brought a New Kind of Love. I think Sven Asmussen lived to be 100. That violin playing really stirred his soul enough to keep it alive that many years. Not too many jazz musicians have lived that long. I know that the singer for Duke Ellington's orchestra, Herb Jeffries, also lived to be 100. But they're the only two I can think of quickly. There's several that lived in well into their 90s, for like Benny Carter. And, well, actually, wait a minute. Yobi Blake lived to be 100 too. He was a ragtime piano player, but of course that was the origins of jazz. Well, we only got about, I don't know, 17 minutes left, so I'm going to play one more song by Sammy Fain. It's probably my favorite one of all. It's the theme from Alice in Wonderland, and both Bill Levins and Dave Brubeck loved it enough to play it on their albums. And of course, Brubeck did a tribute to Walt Disney, and we're going to hear it, but it's 9 minutes long. I'm going to probably cut it off around the 5 minute mark because I want to get in a couple of other things. And just before I play him, by the way, I want to commend the people that are running Jazz Winnipeg, Angela Hecta and her crews, all the volunteers that came forward. They did a magnificent job. For 2 nights, I was at the Museum for Human Rights, and it's a beautiful place to see jazz. There was 3 different floors that had nice little theaters where you could hear some terrific music. And I especially enjoyed a fellow I'd never heard before, but, well, I heard of him, but I never actually heard him sing, Spencer Day, the young man who's got a great future, I think, in the business. Although he's more of a crooner than anything. He's not a Mark Murphy or Mel Torme kind of singer, but he'll do. And Renee Marie was magnificent with her friend Dawn Clements. She is a marvelous jazz singer, and Dawn is a very fine piano player. And who else? I saw Ernest Cervini's group. I can't pronounce their name, but they are very fine, more progressive than I'm accustomed to listening to, but lots of energy, and you can tell that they're all fine musicians. And the highlight of the festival was the next night when I saw Renee Rosnes and her quartet, all world-class musicians, and they did some of her songs and some standards, and they really sent me reeling. That's, you know, if there was one set I wish could have been recorded, it's that one. She, not only was she tremendous on her piano, but Peter Washington on bass, Steve Nelson on vibraphone, and Louis Nash on drums. Formidable. They were fantastic. I don't think they've ever recorded together, and yet she said that they've been playing together for 30 years. I want to find an album where they've ever put something down on vinyl. I think you people, if you were there, send her an email and tell her that she should be recording with that group, especially those songs. Okay, I'm going to now play Dave Brubeck and his group, featuring Paul Desmond, of course, on alto sax, and Alice in Wonderland, the last song by Sammy Fain. That's F-A-I-N, Fain. He also wrote the music for Peter Pan.
Thank you.
Well, I think you got the gist of that theme. It's a beautiful melody. One of the very best that Sammy Fain ever wrote. And one of the finest songs ever written for a Walt Disney movie. It's right up there with When You Wish Upon a Star and Someday My Prince Will Come. So that's Dave Brubeck from his album Dave Digs Disney. Okay, we have time for two songs for a very special person in many people's lives. We're talking about this very special day called Father's Day. I happen to be a father, and I'm very proud of it. I have three lovely daughters, and I can't, they're probably the greatest gifts I've given to the world, and hopefully they appreciate that, and they'll be around for a long time to continue listening to music that I've brought to them and they discovered on their own. And I wish my father was here to thank him for actually introducing me to music. He did so by playing my brother and I records when we were quite young, and they were mainly recordings by Bing Crosby. And I'm just going to be right back while I set up the two recordings I have. Not sure I'm going to be able to play the entire song that you're about to hear called Father Time, written by John Bunch for the Joe Morello quintet, sextet. He's got Phil Woods on alto and Gary Burton on vibes. And Johnny, of course, the great piano player, wrote the song Father Time. And then we're going to segue into a song from my father, written by and played by Horace Silver. So I wish all you fathers out there in the world a very pleasant day with your families. You've done a great job in most cases, I'm sure, and you should be very proud of your accomplishments, and let's hope for many more special days like this. Take care of my good friends in jazz. Stay safe, stay cool, and stay in tune. My name is Ray Alexander, and you've been listening to Fascinating Rhythm. And stay tuned for Mondo Hollywood with Amanda Stefaniak.
Thank you.